Blackstone Publishing presents Jesus is Risen, Paul and the Early Church by David Limbaugh. This book is read by Jim Dennison. To Kristen and Sam, may God richly bless your marriage. Introduction. This is my fourth Christian-themed book, and I get more enthused about the subject matter with each one. In my first one, Jesus on Trial, I recounted my personal faith journey from skeptic to believer and laid out the reasons I came to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and gave his life for the redemption of all who put their trust in him. Next was the Emmaus Code, in which I detailed the countless ways the Old Testament points to Jesus Christ. Then, in the True Jesus, I presented the Gospels in one unified narrative in chronological order. I went through nearly every verse in all four books, sometimes quoting verbatim and other times paraphrasing, though always striving to remain true to the text. Throughout the narrative, I interlaced commentary and insights, my own and those of reliable scholars and commentators. My aim was to introduce readers, both inexperienced and advanced, to the flow of the Gospels and to help them better understand the material. My ultimate goals, as with all these books, were to whet the readers' appetite to read the words of Scripture itself, instill a passion for the Bible, and encourage people to make reading and studying it a lifelong commitment. When I began The True Jesus, I had the ambitious goal of covering the entire New Testament. As I sunk my teeth into the project, however, I realized I couldn't cover all the material in sufficient depth. So I decided to cover the Gospels alone and complete the remaining New Testament books, with the possible exception of the book of Revelation, in one or more additional books. To briefly review, the New Testament contains 27 books, which fit into three categories: history, doctrine, and prophecy. The first five books, the four Gospels and Acts, are historical books. The Gospels are accounts of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, while Acts is the history of the early church. The following 21 books are epistles, letters written mostly by apostles to churches or individuals. They sometimes address specific problems in local churches, but also expound Christian doctrine for the instruction of all Christians generally. The letters were substitute communications from the apostles when they couldn't deliver their messages to the churches personally. Validated by the apostles' authority, the epistles...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?